राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद राधे.
So today, my dear devotees, I would like to share with you one verse from Prema Bhakti Chandrika. But before that, I would like to make a little bit a summary of what we have heard last time. Radhe Radhe Sundaram. Last time we were listening about the different kind of dhyans. Dhyan means deep meditation or fixed meditation. And in the end, Gurudev was giving one very nice commentary where he was saying that the first important thing in to come into deep meditation is to meditate about myself. So this is called Svarupa Dhyan, myself as I am in my spiritual form, as I want to be a gopi in Vrindavan. And Gurudev said that is the first and foremost practice before I can remember anything else, or I want to remember anything else. I want to remember myself in Vrindavan as a gopi, as a servant of Srimati Radhika. That is the most important thing. And from there, Gurudev said, the remembrance of the Leela can start, the Leela Dhyan. And then comes the Rasa Dhyan, the my loving service for my Swamini. So these are all these Sanskrit words, but actually they are not very complicated. First, I have to remember myself, who I am, and then I can remember what I want to do, how I want to serve. And then I can absorb myself in the desired service or in the desired inspirations of what I have heard. And that Gurudev says, when this comes, and we have been, you know, making progress in hearing and chanting and singing and all these different processes that are helping to remember who I am. And then Siddha Svarup will come. So if that process has become complete or the mercy has become strongly, then from there the seva will start to become alive. Before, it will be like a flash, maybe, like a memory, like a desire. So that I wanted to start with, because these were the last words of Gurudev. And he also said, if we are not in this remembrance, then we are in our material Leela Dhyan. And that is also quite normal, because we are still here in this body, in this world, and we have to also do our duties here. So that is not a contradiction, but it's just like a development. Narottam Das Thakur says it's like becoming ripe. So that I just wanted to remember, because I thought it was very nice that Gurudev gave this advice to us. First, remember myself. And then I want to read the verse with you, because these actually are two verses. Whatever we cannot cover today, we will do next week, about this remembrance and about how to remember, and very interesting about spiritual psychology. And this is a verse that Narottam Das Thakur is quoting from Sanat Kumara Samhita. The Gaudiya Vaishnava Sadaka should think of himself as an adolescent cowherd girl, a female associate of Sri Radharani's girlfriends, engaged in the service of Radha Mohan on the order of the Sakis, and decorated with Sri Radharani's leftover garments and ornaments. So here again we have this. Remember myself as a teenage girl, cowherd girl, a very natural girl living in the nature of Vrindavan, a female associate of Sri Radharani's girlfriends. I'm also assisting Sri Radharani's girlfriends. And I'm engaged in the service of Radha Mohan on the order of the Sakis and decorated with Sri Radharani's leftover garments and ornaments. And I found one very nice connection to Vilapa Kusmanjali, because actually this verse was also lived by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. He was giving the example. And in Vilapa Kusmanjali verse 35, in the purport, our Revered Ananda Das Babaji is giving example of Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Lord Chaitanya himself had this meditation. And I want to read a little bit of this. Krishna became Gaura to taste the love that Radhika feels for him. And after he had experienced that, he also wanted to taste the nectar of the Kinkari's service. While he relished the mood of the Manjari's, the Lord's body became formed like a turtle. So in his meditations, Gauranga became so absorbed that his body transformed in ecstatic feelings. Or sometimes his limbs would loosen and stretch out. And this is explained, or details are in Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Lila, chapter 14, where Gauranga Mahaprabhu tastes Manjari bath when he is in this special ecstasy. And then he says, "Today I went to Govardhan Hill," Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "to see if Krishna was tending his cows there. Climbing on Govardhan Hill, Krishna played his flute, surrounded by the cows. Hearing the flute song, Srimati Radharani came there. Oh, Sakhi, I cannot describe her form and mood. Krishna took Radha by the hand and entered a cave with her, while the Sakis told me to pick some flowers. For the service of Sri Sri Radha Mohan, the Sakis are asking the Kinkaris to pick flowers. Here it is clear that Mahaprabhu finally came to relish the mood of the spiritual maidservants, the Manjaris, in the pinnacle of his ecstatic absorption." So this is a very interesting connection that I feel when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is Radha and Krishna, and they are coming to invite all living entities to give mercy for this special deep understanding or feeling that they are experiencing and that they are sharing with us and that they are giving freely this prem that is so specially full of the feelings of Srimati Radhika and also of her maidservanthood. So I will read this again after that. "The Gaudiya Vaishnava Sadaka should think of themselves as an adolescent cowherd girl, a female associate of Sri Radharani's girlfriends, engaged in the service of Radha Mohan on the order of the Sakis and decorated with Sri Radharani's leftover garments and ornaments." Jai Radhe, all devotees, thank you for coming to listen. So Srimati Radharani is giving the mercy to be her maidservant. We have heard this many times, that she is giving the prasad, the mercy, and her leftover garlands, her leftover dress, and her leftover desires to please Mohan. Because these, all these dresses of Srimati Radhika, all the, you know, her earrings and her hair and all her, you know, beautiful rings and everything that she has, they are expressions of her love, of her ecstatic love to Mohan. And when she is very happy with the service of her dasis, she is giving a prasad. This prasad has the power to increase the feelings for the maidservants. What are these feelings? These feelings are the desires to serve. In this meditation on the Siddhadeha chapter on the purport of this verse, Baba is saying, the Raga Nuga Sadaka must meditate on himself as a female associate of the Sakis, like Lalita Vishaka or Sri Rupa Manjari, who is dedicated to the service of Radha Mohan on their order, and whose own body consisting of spiritual aspirations is decorated by Sri Radhika's leftover garlands, dresses, and ornaments. So the body that we are now trying to meditate on and that we try to identify with and become alive in that body, in that spiritual body, is made of feelings, of desires to serve Srimati Radhika. And these desires we also get by getting mercy. These desires are so pure in their nature that they only consist of desires for service. That's why they are also sometimes called seva moi or bhava moi deha, the body that is consisting of service and feelings for service, and feeling what Srimati Radhika wants to, you know, give me as a remnant of her service. In this way, it is explained that what is the meaning of prasad? We know that Radha Mohan are taking, you know, the offerings of the devotees, and then they are also giving the prasad, means it is the flying kiss, like Gurudev often explained. It is the, you know, the rasa that they taste when they are, you know, feeling their love, they are giving this back to us, so that we can more and more understand and feel their feelings, and especially Srimati Radhika, Srimati Radharani's feelings, because she is our Swamini, we are her small dasis, and we try to more and more enter into the feelings of being her maidservant, being her assistant. And Mahaprabhu himself, he was tasting this by saying that in my meditation, I was at Govardhan Hill, and I saw Radha and Mohan going in the cave, and the bigger sakis, the bigger gopis, they told me to pick some flowers. So she was, Mahaprabhu was a little flower girl, and she was doing the services under the guidance of the bigger gopis. And it's also interesting that in that verse that Mahaprabhu says, especially about Srimati Radhika, oh, you Sakis, she was so beautiful. When I saw, I cannot describe her form and her mood. This is typical also for the Manjaris, for the small servants of Srimati Radhika. They are always focused on her form. They are always focused on her beauty. They are more interested and more enchanted by Srimati Radhika's form and beauty, even when she is together with Mohan the mandarins will always like to, you know, they feel more for her. That's what is meant when we hear that the mandarins are this Adhika Sneha, Radha Adhika Sneha. They have more affection for Radhika than for Mohan. That is the special characteristic. And that is also when we are reading the text or when we are hearing, Gurudev is teaching us to develop these feelings by seeing everything from the perspective of a maidservant of Srimati Radhika. In that connection, Gurudev also was mentioning that for the Manjaris, for the girls of Srimati Radhika's closest friends, most confidential and intimate servants, she, Srimati Radhika, is the rasa. Usually, Krishna is Vasaraj, right? And Srimati Radhika is Mahabhav. Usually, we are speaking in these kinds of terms about their feelings for each other. Krishna is, he is the connoisseur and she is giving the feelings. But when we transfer these feelings to ourselves, aspiring to enter into these feelings to our Swamini, then we are the feelings that are, you know, the let's say the spiritual body that we are aspiring is full of the feelings to taste our rasa Swamini. Swamini is our rasa. She is our rasa sar. She is the container of all feelings that nourish the Manjari feelings. All feelings come from her. And she is giving these feelings like by giving garments and ornaments. How can we remember this in our daily lives? By remembering that everything that comes in my life to help me with the spiritual advancement is her mercy. Or like when we are in Vrindavan now, like many devotees are there, when Radha Mohan every day the garlands are distributed, then sometimes Gurudev is giving these garlands to the devotees who are in the room. And I try to always remember that this is like Srimati Radhika is giving me through her Dasi, through Guru Manjari, the garland of her mercy, of Radha Mohan's mercy, but especially Srimati Radhika's mercy, to help me to get more of these feelings, of her feelings, and to grow in my consciousness about this. And that is the spiritual body. It's not only, oh, now I have to, wait until it happens to me, or it will happen to me at the end of my life, then maybe Srimati Radhika will come or Gurudev will come. No, it is actually, especially in Vrindavan, and especially trying to live in the mood of Vrindavan, even when we are in our Western apartments and in our Western work situation and family situation, to always remember that, to connect with these feelings so that my feeling body, let's say the consciousness of who I am, will grow more and more into that beautiful flower girl who wants to serve our Swamini every day, 24 hours. In that consciousness, I try to remember everything. And if I forget it, I go back. I try to remember who I am. That is the first step in our meditation, who I am. And what is my name? If Gurudev has given you your name, then remember that I am this and that Dasi. And if you have not gotten the name, then go to Vrindavan and beg and cry for that. Try to connect with that as much as possible in this lifetime, at that moment, and now here in time. That is what I try to practice. And I say not these words because I'm perfect in it, but because I am a fool and I'm learning by repeating it all the time. Then my loving service can come more alive, and I can always connect with the mercy of the Vaishnavas, of Gurudev, and of Vrindavan. Even if I am in separation, even if I am far away, I always aspire to again and again connect with these feelings. And the feelings are the most important part. It's not about the knowledge, but the feelings are more helpful to go deeper. But sometimes it's also the knowledge. Oh, don't you remember who you are? Oh, yes. Even if I don't have a feelings of it, I can also buy some, you know, mind help. And that is a very important help. Remember who I am. So here says Ananda Das Babaji, thus we meditate on ourselves. Oops. Radhe Radhe. Somebody came. Sorry, I got this. Thus he meditates on himself as a submissive maidservant or Priya Namasaki who follows Sri Lalita, Sri Rupa Manjari, and renders loving service to Sri Sri Radha Mohan on the order of his Sri Guru Manjari. That is also a very beautiful point, that our Gurudev was giving us our mantra, our guidance, our feelings, you know, his prashadi feelings. When we are close to Gurudev, we feel how he or she feels. And that becomes, you know, like a layer in my heart also. This is prashad. When Gurudev is giving feelings, this is my prashad, because these are the feelings of Srimati Radhika that he has gotten from his Guru Manjari. So we are all connected in this, and we try to really feel every day, how can I get this prashad somehow? How can I connect with this prashad? And I have the experience that if this desire is very strong, then also it will happen here when we are in separation. Because the feelings of separation can again connect. You know, this is the big secret about separation. Separation makes the heart grow fonder, and separation can help us to feel that we are together. Because the intense meditation on Srimati Radhika and her maid servants will connect me with them. That is the mystical, but also in life, you know, the mother always thinks about their child, and they are never separated from their child, even when they bring the children to the kindergarten. It will be very natural that they will remember them all day long while they are cooking, they are thinking about them. In the same way, we are the maidservants, and Srimati Radhika is our Swamini, and Gurudev is our, you know, big help to go deeper and deeper into these feelings. They will help us to go in this intense connection more and more. And always, every day, I remember that. I try to connect with that. And when I do my cooking and my cleaning and my daily services that I have, my work and whatever it is, I try to do it always in my heart. I am connected with Vrindavan, with my Guru Manjari, and with Srimati Radhika's service in one way or the other. That is called spiritual psychology. So, and yeah, the definition, what is the Guru Rupa Sakhi or Guru Manjari? He who teaches Raga Nuga Bhajan by giving initiation to Sri Krishna mantra is a Guru Rupa Sakhi in Braja Leela. Jai Shri Radhe. Somebody's mic is on. I hear some kitchen sounds. So, and then Baba is explaining what is the wonderful, powerful spiritual psychology. It is, you know, reading all the purports, it seems like it is a repetition, but every time some new inspiration comes, the repetition is never the same, because the feelings of those who are expressing their feelings are always growing because they are spiritual feelings. In the spiritual world, the feelings are never satiated. Like here in this material realm, after some time, feelings will become maybe, you know, on one level of feelings where they not grow. But in the spiritual world, the feelings are also growing always to new and new and new levels because it is unlimited. And these unlimited feelings, they are coming to us when we connect and when we hear and remember our spiritual masters, our services with them or to them. And so Baba says that the of all the human powers, the powers of the thought are the most powerful ones. And this power of thought is self-manifested. We know that when we wake up in the morning, then always some feelings come. Sometimes when we have problems, we cannot sleep because the mind will not settle down with the feelings or the thinking. But applied in spiritual life, it has the same result. And Baba is advising us that the power of the thought should be practiced until we are really connected with our desired results, which will be service of Srimati Radhika. And then it will stay with the brain. It will stay with the mind. If it's only in the brain and something that we try to learn, it will not have the same result. But if it becomes a feeling that is connected to the heart, then it will be a mental, what he says, bouquet of love. Like our Vilapa Kushmanjali, Raghunath Das Goswami is giving his mental bouquet of love. That is all his feelings, all his deepest desires he is expressing in these beautiful verses that come from exactly right from the heart into his pen. And this has such a, you know, it has such a powerful potency that will affect the reader's consciousness. And so Baba is inspiring in this purport that the power of spiritual psychology is the fixed meditation of God. And the sadhaka who does this to fix and to really, really focus on these meditations and on these, we have the books, we have the verses, we have the classes, we have so many supports. Only we need to always try to beg the mind to please, please, my dear mind, should we read more today? Should we meditate more today? And the mind, of course, always says, no, now I want to eat. And the senses want to, you know, be used. And now I have to go here and there. But the mind, if the mind is staying in these powerful meditations, it can be so quick, the result. There can be a very quick result in a short time in a very positive way. And that is what Baba is advising us, that by thinking of the Siddha Deha and being situated in identification with one's Swarup, the Gaudiya Vaishnava becomes fixed in meditation on his mental service of Sri Radha Mohan. With the aid, with the help of the thought power, endowed with the like-minded grace power of the wise men of yore. So that is also like another new aspect, what I meditated on when I prepared this. Because it's not only I am doing my meditation and I try to remember, you know, Vilapa Kushmanjali, Prema Bhakti Chandrika, I would like to read with feelings. But no, when I go into these feelings of our great acharyas, our great dasis, our great mandris, because they are all mandris, Tulsi Manjari, Vilas Manjari, Rupa Manjari, then also their power is coming into my consciousness. And I thought this was a really, really nice help and feeling that I got this morning and yesterday when I was meditating on this. It's not that I alone, I am there, but whenever I connect with my Vilapa Kushmanjali, with my Naratam Das Thakur, then they are helping me also when I'm singing the songs. It's not only that I am going in their direction, but they are also, you know, they are more merciful than Krishna even. You know that the Dasis and the Bhaktas are more merciful. They are going into our direction. So it's like double power and a double guarantee, so to say, that one day our desires will be really more fulfilled than maybe now. Maybe now I try to smaran, I try to remember, and the mind is always, oh, now let's eat some ice cream, and now it's enough. Oh, I did already 1 hour. Nah, then one day it will be so natural that in everything I do, there will be smaran, there will be something that will be, you know, internal connection. For that we pray, and by the mercy of our Guru Manjari, of our Gurudev, who's teaching us, we can accept it. That is the another kind of higher level of smaran is varan, or it's helping us to accept that it is possible. It is not only possible when we are in Vrindavan, that is the highest place and it's more easy there, but it's possible to do it everywhere where I live, where I serve, where I am with my, you know, family or whoever I am with, my mother and father and my workmates. It is possible at any moment, if I have a desire, a strong desire to connect with this spiritual psychology. This is how Baba calls it. And we have so much help. We have so much hope. So I don't know. I have to check. Okay. So that was the gist or the main facts of this purport. And the second verse that is also connected with that, verse 59, I would like to do separately because it is the same subject, how to go more deep in Raganuga Bhajan, how to remember and how to be more expertise in our sadhan, in our bhajan, and in my feeling, growing of feelings. And in the end, I want to give you a small... I stole some meditations from my dear Gaura Sundara. I'm sure he is not against it. But I like it so much because he has this power to explain everything very simple and very deep. And he says, the science of the soul is how to grow loving feelings in relationships to God or Goddess. The result of the science is stored in the heart, in the citta, and it will stay eternally with the soul. And then he says another comparison, the science of the mind is how to grow in knowledge. The result of this science is stored in the brain, and it will stay maximum for one lifetime, or it will stay as long as we identify with this body, with that material Leela story. And then in the next life, it will be another story according to that body's story. So I like this very much because what we do in Raganuga Bhakti is we really pray and cry for the mercy of connecting with our heart and souls, with Srimati Radhika, with Vrindavan, with the Prema Bhaktas, with the Rasika Vaishnavas, so that my chitta, my consciousness, may be absorbed in my spiritual existence and in my spiritual identity. And again, here I get this one line, the Siddha Deha is nourished by thinking of oneself in the form of a gopi and adopting the feelings of a gopi. So that is learned by being in association of those who are doing that. So we need the association of Rupa Manjari, of Tulasi Manjari, of our acharyas who have come and who have revealed their existence in the spiritual realm. Our Raghunath Das Goswami, our Rupa Goswami, our Sanatana Goswami, and all the teachers that are coming in the lines down to today's teachers. And we are so lucky. We have a very beautiful teacher in Vrindavan who is sitting there helping us every day of our lives to connect more and more with this consciousness of who we really are and which service we want to do in our spiritual bodies and also our material existence that is connected very closely and that will be transformed, as we have heard last time, like from a caterpillar to a butterfly. And one day we will be more, more, more becoming ripe and have more realizations on that. Praying for this and begging you all for your mercy that this will happen every day more and more, and we can have a very happy life in this lifetime, in this moment, and in the next, whatever will be that our where our Swamini wants us. Jai Shri Radhe, my dears. Please help me also. Yes.
Radhe Radhe Smitiji, thank you so much.
Dayanidhi.
Gurudev, oftenly he's speaking about the Maria Magdalena Gospels, no? And yes. When about the sin, what is actually sin? His sin is just to not remember our spiritual position in this way, in this case, our spiritual form. So I can say for me, it means that I'm really sinner. I can even proudly can say I'm sinner because I'm trying to not be. And I know it's not anymore this so negative.
Yeah.
Feeling, but it's different. And this is also very nice what you said, that we have all helps for Goswamis, that they are always with us. And I can feel that always when we are in this Sangha, that they are also here present, always.
Yes.
When we were speaking about how to remember our spiritual form, for me, it means now just to remember the feeling what I have when I'm with Sangha like this, when I'm with Gurudev, and this feeling I try to have always with me. And this helped me also to remember Maha Mantra, to remember who I am,
yes,
at least for the moment. But I have this feeling. But
yes,
also Prabhupada said also that feeling is the most important. And I would like to ask you, Gurudev also said that path to become gopis or other spiritual personality is more linear, but to become manjari is more difficult and is more, like you said, transformation to the butterfly, right? So if you can say something about that, or this particularity of the manjari bhava.
How transformation is taking place?
Yes, and how it is different from more difficult with than other identification with gopis or in relation with Krishna direct.
Well, what comes to me right now is that only thing that I know that makes a special quality is this, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given, this Trinadapi Sunichina, this absolute humility on every step. For me, it makes it special, because this humility is something that is very foreign to the material body. Because material body always wants to be boss. Material mind always wants to control. But in this transformation, to be fully dependent on the mercy of Swamini, this is the, I think it's a very special characteristic of Manjari Bhav. And we have heard many times that prema and humility are completely like connected is almost the same. So in this material world, when we try to become a Manjari or so, it's like that complete transformation of consciousness, of accepting all circumstances and not to be disturbed by all, you know, but all things that happen in my life. So that I find the most biggest challenge for myself, that this Trinadapi Sunichena, at every step to always feel that I am a small, you know, Dasi and completely dependent on Swamini, and I don't want to control any situation. I don't want to control. I cannot even control my own mind. Krishna says this to Arjuna also. It's so difficult. But somehow, by love and by the, you know, prasad, the mercy of our dear Gurudev, our dear Vaishnavas, they are sharing, we are sharing. And then we learn how to feel more relaxed in this complete dependence. I feel this is the transformation for myself. This complete dependency on the mercy of Srimati Radhika, of Gurudev's well-wishing love in every step of my life. Because if I think, like, for example, oh, I'm a das or so of the divine, oh, then I think, yes, I will serve the divine, I will give the, you know, my best, and every day will be some, you know, it will be more like in a awe and reverence way, try to serve. But to really completely surrender with all my feelings every day, it's a big challenge for me. Because when the feelings are involved, then it goes to the heart, right? When it stays only in the mind or in the brain that I am a servant of God, yeah, okay, good. I want to be a good person. I want to be a good soul. But to really completely be dependent and surrender and not have my own, you know, selfish desires in there anymore, I think for myself, that's the greatest challenge in the Manjari Bhav Sadhana. That is the greatest challenge and the most biggest transformation. Otherwise, I don't know what to say for you. Maybe Gurudev would like to say something about this. Comment on this, Gurudev. Or Uddhavji, I see here so many exalted devotees who would like to add. Okay, at the moment there's nothing coming. I guess Dayanidhi, I hope that something what came was what you feel, what is helpful for you, what you think, what is the biggest transformation. What do you feel about this?
Yeah, for sure this is the biggest challenge also for me. Trinadapi Sunichena, to develop tolerance. But also I feel that complete success in that, actually we can have only more we become identified, more we can start to live in this, in our spiritual body.
Mm-hmm.
We always can try, but we can never have success, actually. Anartha Nivritti will never happen, actually. We can only meditate, and by this transformation of the Leela, something will happen. So in the same time, no, my feeling is that we must do the best with our false ego, but in the same time, only this real ego, if we become conscious or real ego, all this Trinadapi Sunichana will become our natural position. What is natural position of the Manjaris. So maybe in this case, when Baba speaking about spiritual psychology, this is very wonderful, because the Western psychology always speaking about false ego, but he never can say about nothing about real ego. And this spiritual psychology speaking only about real ego. So it's wonderful.
Yes, and I feel you are right. When we are sharing together here, everyone is listening. And even, you know, by listening each other and sharing each other, so many emotions are coming up, you know, prayers coming up. that's what happens when I listen to the classes, that I feel the others and I can increase my own feelings. Why are we always eager to listen to Gurudev? Why? Because this is coming from the platform of Swarup. That is some sound vibration for our ears that will give the highest feelings. But now Gurudev sometimes says, oh, I'm playing hide and seek. I'm not always there. You have to also increase your own feelings. You cannot always be, you know, hiding, and you have to also share your own feelings. You cannot always just expect that I will give everything. You have to always go in your own deep desires for bhajan and also experience yourself. And then when we go into bhajan, then Gurudev is never far away. Is it so? Because without Gurudev, how can we do any bhajan? He is the, his prasad is our bhajan, you know. He has given all his feelings, all his mood in his service to his Gurudev and to Swamini. So we are always begging for this prasad, or we try to remember that prasad and live in that prasad. But at the same time, sometimes when Gurudev is giving us the chance to serve by repeating the words of our, you know, great, great Rasika Vaishnavas and Rasika Acharyas, then also we become purified and we become connected. That is the spiritual psychology. It's not that I have to do it by myself. I just have to be like surrendering the mind and the feelings to go in that direction. And I, like Raghunath Das Goswami, was even praying to the mind, my dear mind, please, let's be brothers. We were born on the same day. Please, let's cooperate. So I think, yeah, like you said, that's the difference in the psychology, that it's not I am the doer, but I am more the viewer. And by viewing, I can connect with the feelings and I can receive prasad. My container to receive will be more bigger. And that is really something very wonderful, that more I receive, my container is growing. But the holes, no? When the holes come, and these are the sense objects and the, you know, engagement in these things, these are the holes, and they always let the mercy again, you know, drip out. But this is my own endeavor, my own practice, and the mercy again I have to beg, and you know, then the hole become less, and then my container can grow and be more stronger. Today I was sharing of your realizations, Gora.
Wow. My God.
The science of the soul is how to grow loving feelings in relationship to God or Goddess. The result of the science is stored in the heart and will stay eternally with the Atma. So beautiful. And the science of the mind is how to grow in knowledge of the material mind, not about the spiritual chitta. And the result of this science is stored in the brain and will stay maximum one lifetime. So that is the spiritual psychology. And this is all about how to grow loving feelings in relationship. And this is, I always feel, also one big challenge to go really in relationship. Because this tendency of the mind and the senses is always to use God for the, you know, for what I desire. But this has to stop. And I really want to pray that to all Vaishnavas and Gurudev, that the desire become more purified, to really desire what is Srimati Radhika's desire, to please Mohan and to be in this spiritual desire world, Vrindavan.
This is real spiritual psychology. You know, sometimes people with the problem, they make the circle and they speak about their problems to resolve something. So this sadhu sangha is actually spiritual psychology. Satsanga.
Yes.
It's wonderful. Results are really wonderful.
Yeah, the results are uplifting. Otherwise, like Gurudev said there last time, I am again in my material rasa lila. No? How can I solve this? How can I do this? Why am I having this problem and that problem? And we have all a book to write about that for sure. No? But to go beyond and to go into the spiritual feelings and world is another level. It's in a complete different dimension. And we need help for that. I need help. Whenever I sit here, I pray that Gurudev will use me and my words and my feelings to connect in the humble way with all the Vaishnavas feelings and my brothers and sisters to serve them and not to do my own glorification or ego trips here by thinking that I'm a wonderful speaker or whatever. Ego is very subtle. Ego is very deep. But to go in this really self-esteem of Adasi, it is another story completely. Because then we are always in service and we are always guided.
Can I say the last thing? I remember from the long time ago, from Apastamba, it is some Vedic, we can say, about how to learn from Gurudev, how it's working, some science, no, about teachings. And they said that a disciple can, from 100% of what he received in the school of Gurudev, 25% he received from the guru, 25% from God brothers, 25% from his own intelligence, we can say maybe our endeavor, I don't know, and 25% from the time, aspect of the time. So maybe it's interesting.
Also interesting, yes.
In this dimension of the spiritual psychology.
Yeah, that's interesting. And 100% from Srimati Radhika in all. Because yeah. She arranging time, she arranging association, she arranging Gurudev. She is doing it all because she is the Adi Guru Tattva, right? She is doing for us also all these arrangements. Wow, yeah, it's nice to meditate on these different aspects, how they are connected.
So 50% from the Manjaris.
For sure, we need the Manjari's help. So thank you, my dears, for coming. And I think Gurudev now, he will maybe come into our Kirtan class, right, Sundaram? Are you ready?
I'm always here and listening.
Jai-ho!
Wow, you're hiding, Gurudev.
That is very deep. And this question cannot answer without practice. This question needs the practice now to realize it. Without realizing, we never understand it. And that realization is like we have to live in the mercy of Radharani and Rasika Vaishnava. We have to bring the mind in the lotus feet of Radha Mohan. Radha Mohan means Radha's Mohan.
Radhe, Radhe, Mohan.